Kia ora, Rahui.
Kia ora, kia ora.
Well, lovely to have you on Radio Wātea this evening. Now, that's a wonderful, wonderful announcement and opening that I saw this week, which is the Ariki Nui Pullman at the Auckland Airport. What a wonderful, wonderful development, and certainly a wonderful business there.
Fantastic. It's been fantastic. It's been a long time in the making, since before the passing of Te Tiki Nui Te Tairangi Kahu. The idea of the Novotel and then the Pullman has been part and parcel of showing the manaakitanga of Te Iwi Māori to our rangatira from across the globe. And so, and the opening yesterday was absolutely fantastic. It's a culmination of a lot of years of mahi, and it was a beautiful, beautiful way to celebrate the opening of the Te Tiki Nui Pullman Auckland Airport Hotel.
Well, you know, when we hear from the current government that, you know, they want to sort of put an emphasis on perhaps not valuing our language, our culture, etc., and then you, bang, you're up there, you know, Te Ariki Nui, this beautiful Pullman Hotel. It just sort of puts a lie, I don't know if you say a lie to perhaps what how they see us, but when we see ourselves, we say, no, that's us. We're just head down, going for it in all areas.
That's exactly right. So we're not beholden to the policies of any government, actually. And so this is something that has been designed by Waikato Kaimuri and the Auckland Airport Company alongside Akua. This is a bit of a private development. And it's not beholden to any naming policy of any government, because we don't really care about their policies. We're going to continue on and do things in the way that we think will be best for our people.
Well, I like that. I like that. The fact is that your future is not going to be defined by how the government sees you and sees Māori and wants to say, well, this is where you belong, and don't venture out of your lane. Well, I'm afraid those days are long gone.
Exactly. And so the kikitanga has always been of the view that we will do things in our way, and Te Iwi Māori will do things in their way. And as we talked about with all of the political parties at the Kuramihana last year, you get on board or you get out of our road, because we're not stopping on our pathway to Manamotirapia.
Yes, I did hear that last year too, and I think it holds true. Certainly holds true for what you've done there. So if this has been obviously on the drawing board and then in the development for some time now, was that quite a long, drawn-out process, because there was consent, there was financing, there was seeking a management company, all of that. So that does take time. But did it take longer than perhaps you expected?
Well, it's been on the cards for quite a while, but actually, the consenting process was pretty good, because the council is part and parcel of the airport company as a shareholder and things like that. And we've had a long-standing relationship with the Accor hotels, especially with the Novotel Tainui and Ibis in Hamilton City, and then the Novotel at the airport since 1999. So, the management company was pretty much sewn up and tied up. Construction started just before COVID in 2018, and it's taken 4 years. The beauty about this is that our Tainui artisans have put our stamp on this hotel. And so on every room and on every floor, you'll see motifs that are near and dear to not only the kikitanga, but to Te Ao Māori. And that's absolutely wonderful. So when when our visitors arrive from across the globe, they will automatically staying in rooms with our Māori graphic designs. And that's really, really cool in our view.
Well, that's really, you're right. That is so cool, because I have to say, I live in Rotorua, and sometimes I go to the Pullman in Rotorua, I go to some of the other big hotels, and you would think you were walking into a hotel anywhere in the world, because there is nothing. There's nothing on the walls, there's nothing in the rooms to say that reflects our culture, that reflects who we are. Absolutely nothing. I think it's quite appalling. But you've obviously done something quite different and insisted on making sure that who you are and who we are in terms of being Maori our cultural icons are up there for all to see and actually enjoy and delight in.
Well, one of the things that really stands out for me is the subtlety. So, you know, it's not overloaded with whakaero, and it's not, but on every window there is a Maori motif, and so no matter where you look inside the hotel, whether it's in the rooms or the lobby, or there are some whakaero, but it's not overloaded. It's not designed to be a whare tupuna. It's supposed to be a hotel, but with our stamp on it, with the stamp of Te Ao Māori, so that when people come, they intrinsically know that it's the manaakitanga of Te Ao Māori. So much so that the name of the restaurant right up on the ninth floor is Kahu. And people have remarked that it's, you know, when they first saw it, these are people from overseas. When they first saw it, they were a bit dumbfounded about how to say the name. But once they embraced that particular word, te kahu, then it just opened another door and a paradigm door for them to engage with te reo Māori.
So is it a 4.5 or a 4 or a 5 star? Because it certainly looks very flat.
it's 4.5. So 3.5 is the Novotel next door, and then the Pullman is 4.5. And that's why Kingi Tuheitia offered the name Tariki Nui, because of the status and of a Pullman through the Accor chain, and with the hope that, well, actually, with the expectation that the level of manaakitanga will live up to it.
So that means you've got two hotels there at Auckland Airport?
Yes.
Oh, gracious. Well done. Well done, because that is a busy place, and it's lovely for people, even if they just fly in and have a meeting, stay overnight and fly out again. And that's our international and even our New Zealand business people.
Yeah, that's right. And so that's what the design was. And it's really handy, especially if you've got an early morning flight or a late night flight, just to chill out in the hotel. You can go and check in and then come back to the hotel for a bit of a rest. You can have a kai, you can have a drink, you can have a moai, you can have all of those sorts of things. And you're only right next door. And so it's really, really handy.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Now, some of the wonderful creative work that has gone into, as you say, being very subtle and in the various rooms, etc. Was that mostly from Tainui artists and creative people, or did you look around to others as well?
No, we touched our Tainui artisans. So then at the Wiata, the Mokopuna Iniate Wiata, he was the designer of all of these things. And of course, so there's etchings on the glass, there's some steel work, so steel cutting, there's some wood aspects to it, but it was all designed by our own artists, both from Waikato and in South Auckland, and they collaborated about what would be the most appropriate design for a hotel. So it's, you know, it's not necessarily really just the Māori context, although the Māori motifs are right there, but it's designed to be designed for a hotel.
And how many rooms does it have?
Actually, you've got me there. There's 8 floors of rooms,
right,
with about 40 rooms on each floor, and then you've got the lobby and then the kahu restaurant right up the top.
Oh, well, that certainly is a decent size hotel, absolutely. And for Auckland, you do need that. There's no doubt about that.
Very much so. So actually, that was part and parcel of the planning stages, with all the data sets about people occupying rooms, and actually the cost is just been ridiculous. To stay in a hotel in downtown Auckland now is about $700 a night. And so there is a need for more accommodation, especially close to the airport. As you say, people can fly in, have their hui, and then fly out the next day. And, you know, so it's really, really handy. But there is a dire need for more accommodations in Auckland.
So would a night accommodation at the Pullman there at the airport, at Te Ariki Nui, would that be about between 500 to 700 in that range?
Actually, I'm not sure because we only opened it yesterday, and today was the first time that was open to the public. So I'm really not sure, but it will be around the 400 to 500 mark. Mm.
Yes, well, you know, I mean, that's what you're providing, as I say, you know, like a 4.5 grading in terms of the standard, then that's what you pay for. I mean, you can always go off and get something else, but, you know, that seems, well, I guess that would be the reasonable price that you'd have to pay in Auckland these days.
Well, you've got all the amenities there too. So there's a small gymnasium. There's at least two coffee stations in the lobby. There's the restaurant up the top. There's all the amenities that you find in the hotels. And the standard of a Pullman is sort of like the next tier level up from the Novotel, which is the next tier level up from the Ibis. And so you've got all of those sorts of things around the precinct of the airport, depending on people's budget.
Now, tell me, can I just ask you, so have you got any other major developments on the go? I mean, I'm not trying to pry, but obviously, I mean, you're looking for opportunities out. Do you look for opportunities also to invest outside of your own rohe? Do you look at perhaps in Rotorua and Te Arawa or go down to Naitahu? Do you look at outside as well?
There are collaborative efforts about some things, but we sort of really focus within our rohe. So just this year, we've opened the new ACC building in Hamilton there to host more than 400 ACC staff. They're right next to the wind team. We've developed Ruakura at the inland port. So with the trains coming from Tauranga ports through to the Auckland ports of Auckland, and now with Karikiduina. I think that's about enough for this year, but certainly over the next wee while there'll be other developments. And we do seek to collaborate with other iwi. And it's important that when we do try to invest outside of our own rohe, that it's really incumbent upon us to make contact with the home iwi of those other areas.
Yes, well, that's really quite exciting. And I do know that within Te Arawa, we, through our treaty settlements, we want to invest in the initiatives and the business opportunities at home, because that we want our whānau and indeed all of the community, not just our own people, but all of the community to share in the developments and the business growth of our area. So really, when we look at it, everybody benefits from our settlement monies and from our business development in our own areas.
Exactly, and that's one of the points. So it's part of the so it's not just the relationship with Akua for management purposes. It's actually training our young ones, the young ones from South Auckland, not only Tainui people, but the rangatahi from Te Ao Māori that live in. So South Auckland hosts the biggest population of Māori and Pacific Islander. So we want them to be the faces that people see as they come. Because you're exactly right. It's not just about the benefit to the iwi. It's about the benefits to the community. And when you can provide stable employment, that means that the whole sort of money go round through shopping and employment and the all of those supermarket type things all benefit from the ventures of our people. Of course, it's got to turn a buck, because you don't go into investments to lose money. What we're trying to do is not only a commercial return, but a social return and a community return as well.
That's right. Well, I do think that, because the Waikato is just so close to Auckland, it is close to Tauranga, to the port of Tauranga, and of course going south further to Taupo as well. But, you're in a prime spot for some of these bigger organisations, bigger businesses with their trucks and their, their, not so much their manufacturing, but some of the big big businesses to want to move your way and develop and put up their parks, what do you call them, their industrial parks, because the land is accessible and affordable probably, so that I think you'll see more of a move from out of Auckland down to you. That's what I think.
We're already seeing it, because it's part of our, we call it the H2A strategy, from the Hamilton to Auckland type strategy, and the industries are coming south, because actually land in Auckland is better served for the establishment of housing, and so the industry has to go somewhere. What the beauty about things like Ruakura is that it has access to rail, and it has access to road, and it has access to air with the Hamilton Airport. And so that caters for a whole lot of trucks, trains, and planes to be able to deliver goods and then disperse those goods right throughout the country.
Well, it also means, too, that apart from those businesses setting up, it means that there's jobs for locals. There's, capacity building, capability building, all of those wonderful things that come when somebody says there's an opportunity there to put a business there, or to develop an industrial park. And there's so many flow-on advantages that come from these developments. So you must be extremely proud. When you look at what you've done there in Auckland with the Pullman, with Te Ariki Nui, and with all of the other developments that you're seeing and that you're involved in, in your area, you must be extremely proud.
Very, very proud. So, Ruakura is hosting, in its heyday coming, it'll host 11,000 jobs. That will mean housing developments. That will mean markets. At the Pullman and the Novotel, it's in excess of 350 jobs, and that's from the cleaners right through to the management staff, right through to the reception, just with those sorts of things. And we go into investments not only for the economic return, but for the to try and provide job security for a number of people. And as you say, it's not just our iwi people, it's our community people as well.
Oh, that is just wonderful. Well, look, thank you so much for taking the time. As I say, when I saw it on the television, and I thought, oh, way to go. Just quietly moving ahead, not letting anybody say, oh, this is not for you. That's just doing it for yourselves and just deciding, no, that's our future. So I just want to say, I was just so thrilled. I was absolutely so thrilled and delighted. I thought, yes, this is an example to all of us to say, determine your own future, keep your head down, do the business, and the rewards will certainly be there. So it was inspiring and motivational to see the opening of Te Ariki Nui, the Pullman, in Auckland.
Awesome. Ngā mihi nei in a whakaro. Kia kaha kia tata ki te ao Māori. We can do it. We don't need to be beholden or tied down by anyone else. Ko te ara o te mana motuhake hei pai mā tata. Kia ora rawa.
Kia ora. Thank you very much. Lovely. Just so lovely to talk to Rāhui Papa. And, and I did, and it's very true. When I saw that, the opening of Te Ariki Nui, the Pullman Hotel at the Auckland Airport, I just thought, there you go, not letting anybody determine their future, just saying, no, we're going to do this. We'll just do what we want. This is our future, and we're determining the course of action. Absolutely wonderful. Right, so let's take a song, and I'll be back with you very shortly.